I was 6 years old when I got invited to a birthday celebration that changed my life. My mom and I had just moved into our own place. To say these were lean times would be appropriate. That first and last month's rent had cleaned us out is more accurate. Mom said I had a choice to make: go to the party without a gift, which she insisted was perfectly acceptable, or pick something from my own stash of toys. If I don't want it, she doesn't want it, I whined. Then give her one you love. Surely our diet of beans had twisted my mother's thinking. My hands hovered over my treasures like a sorceress. I was hoping to conjure some way out. Mom stood silently behind me. Finally, my fingers danced above a favorite, a doll that I had kept in pristine condition because I loved her so much. She came with a frilly frock and a little brush to groom her long blonde hair. Like this, I said, hoping my mom would let me off the hook. I was a budding fashionista. I could not be expected to live without such a doll. That's perfect, she said. As I placed my doll into a waiting shoebox, I felt like I was presiding over a toy funeral. We wrapped the package with the newspaper's funny pages, Snoopy's light-hearted shenanigans in direct contrast to my burden. When it comes to gift-giving, people have all kinds of tricks up their sleeves. The gift closet, where nice little items are stored throughout the year, ready for gifting at a moment's notice. The green gift, emphasis on tiny carbon footprint, like something handmade. Then there's the controversial re-gift, which is giving a gift that you received as a gift. Some people call it tacky. I think it's a perfectly legitimate gift-giving strategy. But here's the thing. How hard is it to give something you don't want? As I carried my box to the party, I struggled to make peace with what felt like a reckless act of generosity. Here were two sides of a teetering seesaw, a desire to hoard stuff, like a tight fist on one end, and the big heart of generous impulses on the other. Each step got me closer to acceptance. By the time I arrived at the party, the big heart was winning. I felt good about the gift I was giving, proud of it and of myself. The joy on my friend's face when she unwrapped the box was the tipping point. I've done it several times since giving away my doll. I'll call it the me gift, because it's the opposite of impersonal. It's a piece of myself, selected with the utmost care. Last Christmas, I picked something I've cherished for 15 years, the best rhinestone necklace I've ever known, so sparkly and well-loved even before I got my hands on it. But it was time to let go. I wrapped it for my young friend who lives next door. She calls it her princess necklace. Every once in a while, I shop in my own house. I dig deep into my treasures, and what I locate is my heart. So this holiday season, consider giving something you love to someone you love.